looks lang. Doch strahlend und glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O See, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig.
Over the last few programs, I've been teaching on the Comforter, the Holy Spirit that was sent at the Pentecost. Everyone who has become born again has received that Holy Spirit, for the Bible teaches us we are all baptized into one body by one Spirit. So if you're part of the church, if you're bought and paid for by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have this Holy Spirit within you. The question is, are you operating in the Holy Spirit? Today I want to teach on the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is something that happens from within. You don't need a law to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. A person who is into religion will somehow try to imitate the fruit of the Spirit because they don't really understand what the fruit of the Spirit is. Many claim that the fruit of the Spirit is staying away from smoking, drinking, and all these things. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. That's the work of the flesh. A person who is focused on that will eventually succumb to that. Because if you are going to try and make a path for yourself in the power of the flesh, in the power of religion, you will eventually succumb to the law. Because the law is there to show you that you're a sinner. And eventually, you will fall, you will fail, because you're not walking according to the Spirit. The Spirit itself produces from within. It's not something that is produced from without. Many religious systems, they make rules, laws, and regulations on how to walk in godliness. But that is done in the flesh, and that brings hypocrisy and pride. Because many religious people, they know they are not walking pleasing to God all the time. So they try their best to pretend that they are good in front of other people, just like the Pharisees of old. So they, in reality, are hypocrites. That's what the Bible would call them. But a person who is born again, he does not pretend. Anyways, he should not pretend. He doesn't have to, because he understands what true Christianity is. He doesn't have to pretend he's a Christian. He knows that he's a Christian. He doesn't have to go about doing things where he will get the attention of other people to show them that somehow he has changed, he has become a Christian. A true Christian doesn't have to pretend. He doesn't have to do anything. He knows that he knows that he belongs to God. And when he walks according to the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit will start to come out from within from him. So today I will teach on what it means to produce the fruit of the Spirit. But before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will bless the listener. You will open our hearts to the truth of Scripture. Help me to bring forth this message so that people will understand. Your word, O God, is sure and will always stand true. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message in Jesus' name. Amen. Over the last couple of months, we've had this thing called coronavirus, where everyone was basically shut down. And many, many people were very afraid. You can even see it today yet. People walking about with masks, driving in their cars with a mask on their faces, afraid of catching something that is not even there. Well, if you have a relationship with God and you have operated in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not be afraid. That is part of the fruit of the Spirit. That's the fruit of the Spirit, because in your spirit, a person, the Bible teaches us, who belongs to God, should not fear, for perfect love casts out fear. So if you have this fear, yes, I know you can become anxious, but if this fear works in you and gnaws at your heart and at your brain, then the fruit of the Spirit is not there. You do not see the power of God in this whole situation. The Bible teaches us in Galatians chapter 5 in verse 1, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage." And what happens when you go back into religion, you bring bondage to yourself. And if you are operating in the flesh, that's what bondage is. Operating in the flesh, then all of a sudden when these problems come, You will have nothing to turn to. There is not going to be any joy and peace within you because you are not walking in the Spirit. So the Bible teaches us to get away from the yoke of bondage, get away from the religious ideas, and start operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, it tells us, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would." Here, I want to explain something to you here. If you pay close attention to this scripture, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not be afraid. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fall into sin that easily, because your mind is focused on God. Your mind is focused on the things of God. But if you're into bondage, into flesh, then when these problems come, all of a sudden, fear comes, because your spirit man is not connected to your soul. It's your soul that is fearful. And if it's not in communication with the Spirit through the Holy Spirit, then of course you will be in fear. Of course you will fall into sin because you're operating in the flesh, and the flesh is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. Your flesh will always work against you. That's why it cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It is part of this world. So when you, if your soul is connected to your spirit, and that is work for the born-again believer, you have a choice. You're either communicating with the Spirit, with your spirit, or you're communicating with your flesh. And your life determines who you're communicating with. What are you into? Are you into sports and the gods of this world? Or are you into furthering the kingdom of God? What is the foremost thing on your heart on a daily basis? Yes, you can live, you can go to work, you can have a job, you can do all these things. But the foremost things that has to be on your heart is the kingdom of God. Yes, I have heard the saying, people can be so godly, heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. That's a lie. You cannot be heavenly minded enough. And I will give you the scripture today that shows and proves what I'm going to say. The Bible teaches us in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 18, if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. The law, the things of the law will simply diminish before you. The saying is that this world will grow strangely dim, especially as you see the things that are happening and Jesus soon appearing. For the Bible teaches us that these things that we're seeing now, they're going to come and they're going to intensify. And he tells us, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. If that doesn't bring you to God, if that doesn't change your attitude about how you should walk with God, then nothing will. I don't think there is anything worse that can happen today that'll get your attention. Everybody being locked down, not only North America, but the whole world. They can't even have sports. They can't even go to churches. It's unbelievable how things have changed almost overnight. Yes, it's starting to come back slowly. But we saw how quickly this world can turn around. We better pay attention to that, because during the tribulation, the very same thing will happen, only in a very stronger sense. But by the grace of God, we, the Church of Christ, are not going to be here to experience that, for we're the salt of the earth, and we're keeping back the evil until the day when God says, enough is enough. Another part of the fruit of the Spirit is found in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 22. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Let's focus on these three words: love, joy, and peace. Love is like this. If you love people, you will explain to them what it takes to escape the eternal lake of fire. If you're truly born again, you love people because you understand the consequences of not knowing Christ. The Bible teaches us when the Holy Spirit will come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Yes. So sin, every man, every woman, every person is in dead in trespasses and sin, and on their way to the lake of fire. So we have to explain to them how to get out of there. We need to show them the way of salvation, and that is true love. Never mind agreeing with everyone and trying to get along with all people. That is physically impossible anyway. Yes, you can. The Bible teaches us to get along with people as much as possible, but in reality, it is almost impossible. But you can show everyone that there is a way into the kingdom of God and there is an eternal hell to shun. And we, the children of God, need to show our love for them, that they need to escape that awful place, and that Jesus loves them. That's true love. And then there's joy, the fruit of the Spirit, joy and peace. Do you know that you know that you're going to heaven? That is a sure sign of the fruit of the Spirit. Do you know that you're going to heaven? Has the Holy Spirit brought you a revelation that you belong to God? Do you know that you are saved? Not thinking maybe eventually I might fall off, but are you assured in your heart that you will never leave this Jesus, that you will never fall from grace? You are His purchased possession. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. Has that revelation come to you? If it has, that's the fruit of the Spirit, and it produces joy within you. It produces peace. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, I will read you that scripture again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such these things there is no law. So if you have joy and peace, you will also after a while have gentleness and goodness. If you have joy and peace, you will have meekness. If you will have joy and peace, you will have long-suffering. Joy and peace also produces faith. When you know that you belong to God, your faith in you grows. That's the fruit of the Spirit. We, the children of God, need to understand that, because we have been given a job to reach the lost. This is the reason we're here on this earth. After we become born again, we are God's spokesman. We are His to bring forth a gospel to the people that can save them. people do not have hope. When you study what's going on in the world, there is a hopelessness. There is a total degeneration. They are into sin like you wouldn't believe. And the only thing that can bring them hope, the only thing that can bring them joy, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this gospel is this, that Jesus died on the cross for each and every one of us. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to your neighbor and yourself. Amen.
Die Fenster des Himmels stehen offen, der Segen fließt mächtig herein. Ist Freud, Freud, Freud in mein Herz, seitdem ich mein Leben ihm gab. Nahm mir die Lumpen der Sünde und gab
des Himmels stehen offen, der Segen fließt mächtig heran. Ist Freude, Freude, Freude in mein Herz, seitdem ich mein Leben ihm gab. Nahm mir die Lumpen der Sünde und gab mir ein schneeweißes Kleid. Speist uns von himmlischen Manna. Ich freu mich in ihm alle Zeit.
The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. Of my old tattered garment, He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy.
When you look at the world scene today, you can clearly see that there are many people out there looking for answers and finding none. They go through all sorts of different ways of seeking God. I have read the testimonies of people who went into strange religions like Hinduism and even the Buddhism and all the Eastern religions of the world that are so full of the demonic, it's almost impossible to believe that a person would go in that direction. And then we have these who are looking for God in other ways, through religion. They're trying to find peace in their heart. I read one guy's testimony. He said, I got into my car and I drove till I finally found the answer. And his answer is basically another cult religion that I saw he found. The Bible teaches us the answer is as close to us as our heart and our mouths. The Word of God is right here in front of us. We don't need to travel to the ends of the world to find the peace that God wants us to have. We find it in His book called the Bible. And the joy and peace that comes to you when you find salvation through studying or through some other method that God uses to bring you to Himself is unbelievable. It's not only for this world. The fruit of the Spirit is there. Love, joy, and peace. But it's also an incredible looking forward to of seeing God and the amazing things that He has for us. He tells us that in the ages to come, He will show us the mystery of His grace. In Titus chapter 2, in verse 11, here's again the fruit of the Spirit. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world. That's the fruit of the Spirit. It produces godliness. It produces righteousness. It produces a sober outlook on the things that are to come and the incredible seriousness of the situation. But it also brings forth something else. It tells us, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ. This is what I really call a fruit of the Spirit. A person looking for Jesus to come back. This is why I am so adamant about the rapture. It could happen at any moment, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. That is a fruit of the Spirit, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you looking for Jesus to come? Or are you looking for the Antichrist? If you're looking for the Antichrist, then there's definitely fear in your heart, and that's not the fruit of the Spirit. So we need to understand that. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 7, it tells us this. The Apostle Paul, it says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Do you know that you're going to get that crown of righteousness? And what produces that crown of righteousness? Wait, I'll show you in this scripture, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. That's what brings you a crown of righteousness. Your love for Jesus to come back. Your hope for Jesus to come back. You're waiting anxiously for Him to come back. That produces a crown of righteousness because you're going to live accordingly if you're waiting for your God to appear. So open your heart to these incredible scriptures. Study them. Show yourself that you're approved of God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, because you have been sealed unto the day of redemption. You are a purchased possession. You have been bought with a price, and you are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2.